India Dash Forums. India Dash Forums.com. At its best.
Show with Wakast Mir, and at this very moment we have somebody very special on air. He's a man who defied all odds against him, an actor of immense caliber, a person who has faced enormous challenges. His character Sujal shows the limitless depth of love, and while Varun courageously fought against what was wrong. And girls, you better watch out, because he has just recently joined the CID team to track down all your illegal activities. It's our pleasure to welcome the one and only Rajiv Khandelwal. Hello.
Hi, Vikas.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Rajiv. Thanks a lot for taking your time out and being with us. And thousands of listeners are waiting to just hear your voice. And as they say, the most handsomest guy in the universe, as Simi said.
Well, I feel humbled. And I want to thank all of you who are listening to me as of now. Especially if Raksha is there, because I was just told there was a special request from Raksha. I love you, Raksha. Can you hear me?
I think she's going to go nuts.
It's a pleasure to be on the show and talk to people who are not based mostly in India. And you know, I know that I'm talking to a lot of people who are hearing me from outside India.
All over the world.
And, this is my first experience, I guess. And thank you so much, all of you, for kind of liking me and appreciating my work.
Thanks a lot for that. India Forums, as our partners, India Forums ke saath saath ye interview hamara ho raha hai in collaboration with India Forums. So questions jo users hume zyada ask karte hain, they all come from India Forums and Craze FM ke andar aise-paise aate rehte hain, saath-saath comments bhi. To main kuch isi tarah se shuru karunga. Ek admirer, you have an admirer on India Forums. There was some kind of a little poetry thing which that person has written. And the name, incidentally, is the one and only Rajiv. So that's something which I would like to start with, if I'm allowed to do that. Shall I go ahead? It goes something like this. If I could pull down the rainbow, I would write your name on it and put it back in the sky to let everybody know how colorful my life is with a person like you. And someday when the pages of my life end, I know that you'll be one of the most beautiful chapters, and if I ever get to read it again, I'll open it from page one, where I first saw you. I don't expect you to be the most important person in your life. That's too much to ask. What would make me happy is if one day anywhere you hear my name, you smile and say, "Ah, she's my biggest admirer." There you go.
Oh man, I love that. I cannot address this admirer by her or his name. I'm sure it's going to be her. And I hope it's her.
It is one and only Rajiv. Use the name.
One and only Rajiv. Well, I'm speechless. All I can say is it's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you cannot understand how it feels.
Exactly.
Probably if you were Rajiv and if someone write something for you as beautiful as this.
Absolutely.
It's only when you can understand and fathom as to...
Because a person becomes a little flattered, isn't it? Like something so nice and people admire you so much.
I'm more than being flattered, I'm touched.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm really touched by the kind of love which this admirer has showered on me. And I wish her or him the very best in life. And I don't know whether I'll ever be able to make any difference to you in your life, but I wish I could make any difference to your life, and I wish I could add a personal touch. And if ever I get a chance, for sure, I'll see to it that I could reciprocate your feeling. Thank you so much.
That's beautifully said, Rajiv. Let's get on with the questions. We have lots of girls waiting for, and I'll ask the guys as well, waiting to hear them answered. So let's get on with the first one. The first one is regarding, you know, your shows and everything. So let's see. CID ke baare mein hai kuch. Tell us something about your character in CID. How come you ended up doing it?
And let me disappoint a lot of listeners right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in CID only for about 4 episodes. So I'm just doing a special appearance. It's a cameo.
Okay. So that
I'm not there. I'm not going to be there for a long time, because as it is, two of the episodes have already been aired. So just two are remaining.
Uh-huh.
I decided to do CID only because I was approached by the channel and by the producers. They wanted, they are going to complete 8 years somewhere around this time only.
Achha, achha.
And they wanted to create a lot of news about it. Mm-hmm. And they wanted someone to dethrone the main protagonist,
Bilkul,
Shivaji Satam, the guy who plays the ACP. And,
so we're not going to see you
properly.
So we're not going to see you after the 4 episodes then, yeah?
Yeah, you will not see me after just about, say, 2 episodes more. If you've seen 2 episodes, I don't know whether they have been aired outside India or not.
Yeah.
But if you've seen me in 2 episodes, then you'll see me only for the next 2 episodes. I'm just playing a special appearance. I did this also because the makers are very respectable people. The producer, Mr. B.P. Singh, and the director, you know, he's a very senior person in the television. So, with all due respect, I decided that I should do this small cameo for him because he's been asking me to do a lot of projects for the last 1 year, and I could never finalize a deal with him.
Exactly.
So it's just a mark of say a gesture of respect towards this man, and for this project which has been on air for the last 8 years, and
exactly.
I don't know for how long it's going to go on, but
absolutely.
I hope I contribute in whatever measure I can.
Well, you definitely contributed. You definitely contributed very well. Sure. You can talk. I think there's a slight delay in the conversation.
Yeah. I know. So it's just going to be a cameo, and I am enjoying my character. But the reason why I did not go full swing into this show is also because I don't want to continue the same genre.
Mm-hmm.
Rajiv,
when will we see you as a lover boy character again? Like, is there anything you're planning to do?
Yes, I think whatever next project I do is going to be a romantic character again.
Yeah.
Because I know that lots and lots of people are waiting to see me back in a romantic role.
Exactly.
But as an actor, I need to grow in life, so I am experimenting with a lot of characters, and I'm glad that no one has rejected me in an action, as an action guy or as a guy who is out to save the nation or something like that. I'm more than glad. I mean, I was expecting people to say, no, we just like to you in action. So as an actor, I need to grow in life. So I'm experimenting with various kind of characters. And
exactly.
As of now, I am glad that all these series which I'm doing, they are short-lived. You know, they're just 24 mm-hmm. episodes or maybe 4 episodes as of now. But the day I come back, full swing into mainstream, I know that I'm going to do a romantic character again.
Brilliant. We'd love to see you as a lover boy again. And because Sri was asking the same thing as well, like you're enjoying the action role. And Sri got the answer. Time bomb ke bare mein ek sawal hai. Who's the person you share the best relationship? The best relation with in the Time Bomb crew? That's from Chinti.
In Time Bomb crew, the best relationship is with my director, not Ketan Mehta.
Achha.
Because Ketan Mehta direct nahi kar rahe hain, matlab he is overall series director, but we have these episode directors. I share a fantastic rapport with my director, both directors. There's a girl called Nupur and there's a guy called Shweta. I love working with them.
Mm-hmm.
More than that, I would say I share a brilliant rapport with the groundsman.
Achha.
You know, with the spot boys, with the technicians, with the cameramen, with the light boys, with my makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, the moment I reach the sets, I can see that huge smile every time I'm on the sets on their faces. The guys would run around to make me feel good on the sets.
That's great.
And it's just basically with all the people who are on the ground and, who are never seen or heard, but there and make a lot of difference to us at least.
Exactly. That's how it should be, isn't it, Rajiv? Like, you obviously see everybody else who's involved in the whole process apart from just the cream. Because actually,
They're left out. You know, mostly they're left out, but trust me, without them, an actor would not be able to perform, and especially an actor like me. I really need to see a lot of love and I need to see a lot of camaraderie all around me. So it really matters to me when the moment I reach on the sets, and even if I cough, sneeze, even once, these guys are there with some medicines waiting for me to, and they really literally order me, to
mm-hmm.
take a few things, whether it's my lunch or whether it's my dinner, they see to it that I get you know, freshly cut salads and etc. You know, small things but make huge difference in
life. They make a huge difference. That's very true. And Lucky Lakshmi, what are you getting around the same question, like a relation ke bare mein? And the question is, how does it feel to act with an awesome actor Akash Deep, who's an expert in playing negative characters? That's from Lucky Lakshmi.
Lakshmi, बहुत ही अच्छा लगता है, बहुत ही different experience रहता है, because मजा तब आता है जब आपके सामने वाला actor powerful हो, आपसे बेहतर हो, और I really enjoy working with Akash because Akash in his particular character he is very very dominating and he is very very powerful and very very what do I say? He leaves a mark and it's not easy to match up with his the venom which he spews on screen, you know, it's very difficult to stand up to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I really enjoy working with people who are strong, who are brilliant, and who are better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all the scenes which I have done with him, whether when he's bashing me up and, you know, when me being the hero is being bashed up by the villain, I've enjoyed every bit of it because we both, actually, whenever we do scenes, we try and improvise a lot of things and I don't know whether it's seen on the screen or not, but it's great fun because as it is, he's physically more stronger than me. He looks also stronger than me as compared to me. You know, he's 6 feet and
exactly. He looks a little
very
quite big.
Strong built, and I am that typical lover boy type. So, yeah. So it becomes very interesting when I actually do scenes with him because I have to, eventually, by the end of it, I've got to come out as a hero. So, you know, it's real great fun, you know, with the guy who is powerful, powerful than you and is a villain. So it's basically very interesting.
क्योंकि थोड़ी सी वेरिएशन होती है ना तो मजा फिर इसी में आता है ना एक एक्टर को हंसते हैं
बहुत मजा आता है जब उनके सामने वाला जब आपका पावरफुल दिखता हो तो आप पकड़ के मार रहे हो सो यू गॉट टू बी रियली कन्विंसिंग यू नो सो यू गॉट टू डू जस्टिस टू इट सो आई एम एंजॉयिंग एवरी बिट ऑफ इट
आई विल कीप एंजॉयिंग अगला सवाल कुछ इस तरह का है इट्स नॉट काइंड ऑफ अ फाइटिंग थिंग इट्स अबाउट केमिकल रिएक्शन बिटवीन सुजाल एंड कशिश इफ आई से सुजाल एंड कशिश गिव अ स्ट्रांग केमिकल रिएक्शन देन व्हाट डज वरुण एंड रोमा गिव What word comes to your mind? That's from Misty-eyed.
Varun and Roma, they...
Where's a special love
story? I think they give a chain reaction.
Chain reaction?
A chain reaction because, yeah, a chain reaction. When I say chain reaction, I mean that the kind of contribution they give in this show,
Achha.
As two individuals and not as two lovers,
mm-hmm.
is something that generates a lot of patriotism in people who watch them, who know them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of generating a chain reaction in the viewers that you know if a couple could really think of the nation first, then about themselves.
Bilkul.
So it would generate a kind of chain reaction.
Bilkul. Chain reaction hi hota hai
waise. Why I also say this is also because this couple, this pair was not meant to be a romantic pair.
Achha.
The story was not romantic, and there was not supposed to be any chemistry as such.
Uh-huh.
The chemistry was supposed to be very underlying, you know. We have to be very, very careful about that. We don't go over the top because it's a story of just one day, 24 episodes.
Bilkul sahi baat
hai. I hope it generates a chain reaction. If it hasn't, then probably we have not achieved what
No, you guys have definitely achieved it, and it was very well said as well. Kahin Toh Hoga ke baare mein kuch sawal hai. You did a great job in Kahin Toh Hoga and Time Bomb. But people like you more as Sujal. Sujal is a character that gave you name and fame. What will you ever be able to forget that role?
Why should I forget it?
I mean, what kind of a special thing is it with it that sticks to your mind all the time, every time you hear the name Sujal?
See, Sujal was one character which obviously gave me the platform I'm standing on.
Okay.
It gave me a lot of strength as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It brought me so close to all the viewers. I was a newcomer, and in just about 6 months, I was catapulted to a very a popular actor or a famous guy, and you know, all those things you pray for.
Mm-hmm. Bilkul.
So I got it because of Sujal, and it holds also a very special place in my heart. Is because not just because it's my first daily soap, but also because the way I played the character for about a year and 10 months or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I've lived that character day in, day out. I used to carry that character back to my house live with that character, get up in the morning. I mean, to that extent that there were times when I used to just wake up and say, listen, Rajiv, you're not Sujal, all right? So I used to just do things unlike Sujal. I used to just probably jump around, laugh, smile, do funny things, or roll on the floor.
Exactly.
Just try and not be Sujal, because I think it had got too much onto my nerves.
Absolutely.
For about 1 year and 10 months, trust me, if you live with a character with that kind of intensity, it gets on your nerves.
It
holds a very special place for me, because whatever I wanted to achieve, I mean, as an actor, whatever I wanted to give, I think I got far more than what I deserve.
Brilliant.
But I'm so glad that people could actually see through my eyes, they could see through my actions, that I was speaking the language of Sujal.
Bilkul sahi.
So, obviously,
it seems that you really enjoyed it. It seems that you really enjoyed it, the way you actually responded to this question. It seems like that you really enjoyed that character. Like, the crew, of course, the crew has to be very fun as well to work with. Who was your favorite co-star from that crew? And who were you closest to?
Incidentally, you know, the entire team. I mean, I know this sounds very cliche, but the fact is that the entire team, for as long as I was working with them, was very, very... it was a very warm environment we used to work in.
Achha.
Especially, you know, Rohit, who played Piyush, and Amna, who played Kashish. I mean, the three of us, we were kind of leading the show. So we used to have very, very interesting lifestyle and interesting conversations. I used to be the one who... used to be the spoiled sport, I would say, you know, because I was so much into my character that if at all they would decide to party, I would be out of the party.
Because
if they would decide to have fun on the set, or, you know, just enjoy on the set, I would be the one sitting and brooding in my makeup room, just because the next scene I would do was, you know, was full of jealousy, was full of emotions. So I used to stay away from all of them. I used to stay away from all the laughter sessions, and I used to be in my own cocoon. So, but then by the end of it, I really understood that all of them used to feel ki Rajiv, yaar, tu agar ek character kar raha hai aur us character mein itna ghus gaya hai, what will happen if you do 2-3 serials at one time? I mean, you know, it's so difficult for us to get you out of your character.
Bilkul sahi baat.
It's all very understanding.
Yeah.
I enjoyed working with Shabir, which is Rishi. I enjoyed working with Amna, with Rohit, and later on with Vikas and with Chaitanya. They're all very good friends of mine.
You're very close to all of them. You were very close to everybody in the crew. Lekin kya hota hai ki when you said now ke while you were doing your role as Sujal, right? And you were so much into it that you started acting it out in regular life as well. Ke dusre aapke dost jo the crew mein, did you notice some things about them as well? Ke wo bhi apne thode se waise waise hote ja rahe hain? Kuch mehsoos hua?
I don't think so, you know.
No?
Because, I mean, I really cannot say anything about others because I know for sure that they used to feel that I was too much into my character, and I personally felt that I was actually getting too much into my character. But about others, I think they're all far better actors than me, because they never felt the need to really carry the characters back home.
Again, what is the most aapko koi memorable or funny, the most craziest moment yaad hai aapko kahin to hoga mein se? Nish puch rahi hai.
कहीं तो होगा में से बहुत इंसिडेंट्स हैं, बहुत सारे
मुझे
याद है. वो मेरा
पहला
एक सीन था मेरा, एक जिसके अंदर बारिश हो रही है एंड उस बरसात के रात का सीन है जिसमें रोड के ऊपर पीयूष और कशिश कार में आते हैं और मैं शराब के नशे में हूँ. आई एम ड्रंक एब्सोल्युटली एंड आई स्टॉप दिस कार एंड आई स्टार्ट टॉकिंग ऑल काइंड ऑफ रॉन्ग थिंग्स अबाउट कशिश टू पीयूष एंड आई रिमेम्बर दैट नाइट. ट्रस्ट मी, आई हैड दिस. Okay, I'm going to disclose something which I hope not many people will mind. But I had this bottle of red wine in my car, and it was winter. So I mean, it was November.
Achha.
I had to do this drunk scene, and I realized, man, command, this is my first scene ever, which is so powerful, and you know, which requires so much out of me.
Achha.
I went and I just took two sips of it.
Okay,
and trust me, the hangover lasted all night because subconsciously I had this in mind that Rajiv, as it is, I've had a little bit of wine. So I remember that night, this guy Rohit, of course, spotted me having this.
Achha.
I mean, the scene turned out brilliant. I mean, it was the contribution of all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene turned out brilliantly. He said, Rajiv, this is, you know why? Because I'm a teetotaler and bloody you had those two sips of wine. And the scene was brilliant, of course.
Very good.
I, funny incident, if you ask me, then... there have been loads and loads of funny incidents. I mean,
it can be a prank as well. Could be pranks. Are you a prankster? On set?
Yes, we all are pranksters.
Uh-huh.
I remember this when this new girl Molly was replaced.
Okay.
We asked her when she for the first time when she came on the set. you know, we asked her to. We gave her some lines. We we all said, okay, fine. We are. I mean, you know, we are going to say these lines in front of all of us.
Acha.
Hello.
Haji, how was
can
I
you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Perfectly fine.
Yeah. So she was given those lines, and we asked her that you're going to do this particular scene, which is very sensuous, you know, with Rishi, because of so and so, and you're going to wear a very loud kind of makeup. So the makeup man actually dressed her up, you know, with this heavy lipstick and heavy kind of eyeliners and everything. She was looking like a vamp, actually.
Oh, man.
And she came to us and she said, do you think this is the character I'm going to play? Yeah, you know, you're playing a girl who's going to seduce Rishi. And then we gave her those lines that Rishi, main jaanti hu ki main tumhare saath mein sona chahti hu, and all those things when we were recording everything. And poor girl, she, after this two lines, she said, I really can't say these lines, please. I don't want to do this character anymore.
Man.
And then finally the director came in, and you know, we had a lot of we had a blast that time.
Yeah, that definitely is a prank.
All these kind of things keep happening.
Bilkul, sir. Is tarah ki cheez honi chahiye, isn't it? Is tarah ki cheez honi chahiye, just to feel alive, isn't it?
Is tarah ki cheez honi chahiye, because what happens when a new character comes in a show, she or he needs to feel comfortable.
Bilkul sahi baat. Bilkul sahi.
So eventually she realized that, oh my god, the Rajiv Khandelwal, whom I thought would be one arrogant kind of a guy, or an Amna Sharif, you know, who's such a big star, or for that matter Shabbir Aluwalia, or for that matter Chetan Chaudhary, or others, you know, she would know that, oh man, they're all like us, you know, they're all
exactly.
normal. I mean, they're all very friendly and warm.
Because it's like काम करने का मजा आता है जब the other person actually feels a little bit more welcome in that sense.
Yeah,
isn't
comfortable.
It?
Yeah.
Come, किसम का
fun. All that kind of importance. So we've had those kind of scenes, and
you mentioned
friends have that. Got too much into my character. I remember me breaking Kashish's studio, which I told a number of times in my interviews, that ki ek scene tha mujhe Amna ka haath pakadna tha uski shaadi ke baad, aur uski main apne character mein is qadar ghus chuka tha ki mujhe realize nahi hua ki wo jo chudiyan tooti hui hain uski haath mein ghusti ja rahi hain, aur main tabah tha un chudiyon ko.
Oh man,
us ladki ne bechari ne kuch bola nahi, and by the end of the shot she said, daddy, this is a real acting, this is not real life acting, please understand that.
Lekin aapne abhi Amna ji ka Amna ka naam liya. If you had the chance to act in a movie and you had to choose between Amna and Aishwarya as your co-stars, who would you choose and why?
Obviously Amna, 100%.
And the reason?
The reason would be I would want to do a fresh film. I would love to do a film.
Acha.
Yeah, and I think Amna and my chemistry, and Amna and me as a pair, I'm glad that I left the show at a stage where, you know, people wanted more, where, you know, they had not got enough of us.
Bilkul.
So I would want to carry forward the story from there and do something which is absolutely fresh, and with all regards to Aishwarya, of course, you know, the guy, I would say, would be my dream come true to work with the most beautiful woman in the world.
Exactly.
But since I'm selfish, I would also say that my debut film, if at all I have a choice between Amna and Aishwarya, I would choose the double A-A-M-N-A, then A-S-H.
लेकिन रजीव आपने लेकिन रजीव अभी आपने कहा कि मोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल वुमन इन द वर्ल्ड, आपके ख्याल में ब्यूटी क्या चीज होती है वैसे?
ब्यूटी इज आई रियली बिलीव द ब्यूटी इज कैन डीप, इट्स नथिंग टू डू विथ व्हाट हाउ यू लुक.
अच्छा.
इट्स हाउ आई फील इन योर कंपनी इज व्हाट इज ब्यूटी, आई वुड से.
बिल्कुल सही. जबरदस्त. लेकिन यू नो यू सेड मूवीज की भी बात हम कर रहे हैं, तो एनी ऑफर्स ऑन द
या सी these days so many movies are being produced that any guy or any girl who is popular would get loads and loads of offers.
Bilkul.
So I'm no exception. I get a lot of offers from films, just like many others. But the problem is that I am very, very careful. I don't want to do a film just for the sake of doing a film.
Bilkul, sir.
I want to do a film in which I would believe in. I want to do a film when you know, if I'm narrated a subject, and if I feel that I want to be a part of that film rather than they wanting me to be a part of their film, then I'll actually sign my film.
Exactly.
I'm in no rush.
Because वैसे फिल्म करने का time, वैसे फिल्म करना just because of the sake of doing a film, of course, is very well said as well. Because वो तो हर कोई भी कर रहा है ना, जेब में पैसे हो, that's it, you have a movie.
Correct.
है ना?
So, I want to believe in the subject, and I just want to do a film in which. I mean, at least I believe from the start of the film, so that I can put in all my passion. I mean, if I know that, if I have even one person of doubt, I know that my my effort will not be 100%.
Exactly.
And I want my effort to be more than 100%.
Very good. Lekin, what kind of roles do you like to do? What is your dream role? And that's from cute, lovely girl.
I mean, if you ask me, I really don't know as to what kind of film would I want to do. I believe in it that someday someone is going to narrate me a subject and I would say, I want to be a part of this film.
Okay.
I don't know that whether I want to do a romantic film or I want to do an action film or something. I am just going to, I know it's happening with me. I know that I follow my instincts, I follow my heart, and I'm waiting for that one narration which I get. I've heard thousands of narrations.
Absolutely.
And each time I say, cool, I'll get back to you.
Very good thing.
I want to tell the producer there and then that I want to be a part of this.
Exactly. So when you notice it, you know?
Yeah, and ideally, if you ask me, I would want to do a very romantic and a passionate character as my first film.
Okay, well, we'd love to see you in that kind of role. Mr. Bolibali is asking a question, Rajiv. She says, as a producer, how do you rate Ekta Kapoor from 1 to 10?
As a producer, I would rate her as, I would give her 9 on 10.
9 or 10?
Yeah, as a producer. She's a brilliant producer.
Brilliant.
Someone who doesn't compromise with a lot of things, and someone who, if she at all she is passionate, then nothing will stop her.
Exactly.
If at all she wants to do something, she will do it, and she doesn't really care about money. So I love her passion, and I love her dedication towards her work.
बिल्कुल सही. और आपने वैसे भी बहुत ज़्यादा roles किए हैं. लेकिन which character can you relate to yourself as that Rajiv? कोई ऐसा काम किया आपने जो कि आप कहते हैं वाह ये बिल्कुल मेरी तरह है almost.
देखिए almost कभी भी नहीं होता है. It's almost, it's always that.
कुछ ना कुछ.
See, I have a bit of Varun in me. I have a bit of Sujal in me. CID, of course, I don't consider it. That's a special appearance. So I would say, I'm not just like Sujal, but I have more of Sujal in me than of Varun.
Okay. More of Sujal in you than Varun. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
लेकिन क्योंकि ये industry जो है किस्म की looks के ऊपर इतना ज़्यादा हमेशा दबाव रहता है कि okay, you have to be this, you have to be that. आपके ख्याल में अमीशा की तरफ से ये सवाल है, so I'm just going to formulate it properly. What do you think is most important to survive in this entertainment industry? Looks or talent? Or both?
Looks is something which, I don't know, I've never believed in. I never thought that I was good looking. I still don't believe that I'm good looking. I've been told that girls kind of find me good looking.
Yeah, a lot
Trust
of them.
Trust me, I am the... No, and I'm not trying to be modest here.
Yeah.
I know in my experience in the last 2.5 years, I've realized one thing. I was the only character, whether it was Kang Toga or whether it's Time Bomb, I've rarely seen the mirror. I've rarely seen how my hair... looking, or you know how I am dressed up. If whoever has seen Kahin To Hoga has seen me, would remember me probably in just one polo neck, black T-shirt, or in black outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I've worn black outfit for 35 episodes.
I'm
just one outfit in Time Bomb for the last 6 months. I mean, I'm you know coming on screen in just one outfit. That is also one jeans, one kanji, and one jacket. So if I was actually thinking that looks is what makes the difference.
Achha.
Then I would be very insecure.
Lekin Rajiv, how do you rate yourself as a looks-wise? 1 to 10?
I'm average. 5.
5?
I'm average.
What about acting?
Oh, I really think that I have to grow my eyes. I would say 5.
Okay, being very, very modest now.
But I'm not being modest. As of now, I'm 5 on 10.
Uh-huh.
But... give me an opportunity, trust me, I'll be very close to 10. If I continue with the same passion and with, I know my drawbacks, I know what I lack, where I lack. So
exactly. Lekin, how do you rate yourself?
I would love to reach at least.
Apne aapko aap human being, agar aap rate karein, matlab ki how much of a caring and loving person are you from 1 to 10? Matlab ki what is the best three best qualities of you? Jo aap,
all I can say is that I feel that I'm a human.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot rate myself as a human because to be a human is what is important. You know, there are no good human beings, there are no bad human beings. If you're a human, then you're a human.
Exactly.
And if you're not human, then you're not a human.
Exactly.
So I'm human, and I feel that I'm just like many others around. I have that compassion in me. I have, if I have my flip side, I have also a lot of positive things in me.
Is it very easy to push a button? Like, do you get gusse mein ekdam?
No, I don't. Very easy going off my head very quickly. No,
yeah.
I think I want to be a reasonable man in my life,
uh-huh.
And that's how I approach life. And as far as reading is concerned, I think it's more of all of them who are listening to rate me as a person, you know, rather than me rating myself as a person. So I could be good for someone, I could be really bad for someone. So
absolutely,
it applies to all of us.
Absolutely. हर बंदे का कोई ना कोई चाहने वाला होता है, कोई ना कोई ऐसा होता है जो has some kind of a reason not to like it.
I'm a very average guy, if you come to it.
मैं थोड़े से दूसरे सवाल करता हूँ आपसे राजीव नित राणा की तरफ से. डू यू रीड नॉवल्स और पोएट्री? एंड इफ
यस आई डू रीड नॉवल्स एंड पोएट्री. ऑफ लेट नो, आई हैव नॉट बीन रीडिंग अ लॉट ऑफ पोएट्री, बट आई डू रीड नॉवल्स.
अच्छा अच्छा. कोई फेवरेट बुक है? कोई फेवरेट बुक और ऑथर कम टू माइंड?
जितने भी मेरे लोग जो मुझे जानते हैं सब जानते हैं कि आई एम रियली क्रेजी अबाउट एन रैंड्स फाउंटेनहेड. पर माय ऑल टाइम फेवरेट.
जबरदस्त जबरदस्त. लेकिन आपके जाहिर है कि आपके फैंस आपको बहुत ज्यादा चीजें मतलब दे प्रोबब्ली यू नो ट्राई टू रीच यू इन डिफरेंट वेरियस वेज. हु इज योर क्रेजीएस्ट फैन एंड व्हाट डू यू से? सो कोई है ऐसा
क्रेजीएस्ट फैन?
क्रेजीएस्ट
सी आई हैव ऑलवेज आई डोंट नो आई रियली डोंट लाइक कॉलिंग देम माय फैंस. यू नो दिस इज पीपल हु काइंड ऑफ एप्रिशिएट माय वर्क. Trust me, just can you imagine a girl comes all the way from Dubai and she comes searching for me and she reaches Bombay and then after 3 days of struggle she finally gets to meet me and there she goes berserk, you know, and nothing. She doesn't want anything out of me. She just wanted to have a look at me.
Exactly.
You know, the moment you call her a fan,
mm-hmm.
I feel that it demeans her status. You know, she's a person who came all the way to just meet you. So someone who really appreciates your work gives you a lot of strength. Cannot be just reduced to a fan. So
exactly.
Should we
call a person like that a blessing? Maybe.
For sure, for me.
Yeah?
For me, it's a blessing.
है ना?
For me, it's a blessing.
बिल्कुल. लेकिन कोई ऐसा अभी मुझे एक मैसेज आया तानिया.
So we have to use this term as a fan. So yeah. So all those people. See, I cannot really say that I have a particular crazy fan, but all of them have always made me feel so special,
mm-hmm.
so special. And I don't mean that so special that I've been made to feel so special that that I'm considered as one of
बिल्कुल सही. आप अपने को बंदा महसूस करता है ना, स्पेशली व्हेन यू हियर दिस काइंड ऑफ मैसेज. आई एम गेटिंग अनदर मैसेज हियर फ्रॉम तानिया फ्रॉम यूके. शी सेइंग कुड यू प्लीज जस्ट लेट हिम लेट राजीव नो दैट आई रियली एडमायर हिम एज अ पर्सन एंड आई फील ही पोजेसेस रेयर क्वालिटीज सीन इन पीपल नेवर माइंड इन अ सेलिब्रिटी. द वे ही स्टैंड्स बाय द प्रिंसिपल्स एंड बिलीव्स इन क्वालिटी वर्क एंड नॉट जस्ट मेकिंग मनी मेक्स मी रिस्पेक्ट हिम इमेंसली. And as an actor, I feel great, and he has the ability to play a variety of roles with no difficulty. And could you please ask him one last thing? I've sent him some gifts on which his birthday is on October 16th. I don't know if he has gotten it. A key ring, a teddy bear, and 2 or 3 cards from somebody in UK. So, I don't know. Would you like to verify that? If you got anything?
Tanya, I wish I could show you that those teddy bears and those rings. They are right outside in my living room.
Oh,
they're running and making my living room look beautiful. And all I can say is that, trust me, they're not going to be here for this year. They're going to be with me for a lifetime.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for finding me a decent human being. But I really don't want to ever let you down. So all I want to say is that I'm just an average human being. And I hope that you don't have too much expectations out of me because I'm just one of you. And yes, I do follow certain things. I follow my heart. I do. I'm not a Gandhi. I'm not here to, I'm not here for a cause.
Mm-hmm.
I just follow my heart. I just do what my heart says is right and wrong. Today, if I have taken some correct decisions, I may take some wrong decisions in my coming time.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that you all understand that by the end of the day, I am also very normal human.
Brilliant.
So, yes, I follow my heart. I will follow my heart for as long as I can afford to, for as long as I can stand up and be myself. The day I feel that I cannot afford to be myself,
mm-hmm.
and yet I have to survive, probably I would get corrupt. And I hope that I will never get corrupt in my life,
mm-hmm.
Is all I can say. Because by the end of it, again, I'm human and I have to survive. So
Brilliant.
Let's see for how long can I stick to my beliefs and And I hope that I don't ever actually
let anybody down in
my life. That's the way I look at my life.
Well, you're answering very well, Rajiv, and thanks a lot for being with us. Abhi kuch aur sawal hai. And Neha kehti hai ki, Rajiv, give yourself at least 7 or 8, okay? You're a really good actor, and your looks, everyone knows, are 10. All right? और राधिका की तरफ से यू आर द बेस्ट राजीव द मोमेंट यू लेफ्ट कहीं तो होगा आई स्टॉप्ड वॉचिंग इट बिकॉज नो वन एल्स कैन डू इट एज वेल एज यू बट व्हाट डू यू थिंक राजीव डू यू थिंक रुद्रप्रीत इज डूइंग वेल एज सुजल
आई एम बीइंग वेरी ऑनेस्ट आई हैव वेरी रेयरली सीन हिज वर्क
अच्छा
ऑब्वियसली आई एम सेल्फिश एंड सुजल इज वन कैरेक्टर व्हिच इज प्रीटी क्लोज टू माय हार्ट एंड आई प्लेड दैट फॉर around 2 years.
Bilkul.
At the onset, I would not like even if Shah Rukh Khan plays that character. I'll be brutally honest.
I understand that.
I have not seen, but I'll tell you, but at the same time, I also want people to give him some kind of due to this actor, Gurpreet, because, all actors should be given some time to settle down and to, you know, display their histrionics or... their strong points. So I cannot really say anything about him because as an actor I don't rate myself as great so I don't have any right to talk about others. Yes, people keep telling me that they kind of miss me. They will have to miss me because if they don't miss me, that means that I have not done my job.
Exactly. That's very well said. Like, you know, ladki itni zyada sun rahi hai. I think the questions are going to be a little bit on this romantic side now as well because they want to know, of course, what kind of a dream girl you have. What kind of a dream girl are you looking for? Koi aisi hai?
I'm looking for a human.
Uh-huh.
Firstly, I'm looking for a very average, normal, good human being.
Achha.
I'm not looking for her actually, but then if you ask me that if I at all have to describe my dream girl, I would say a girl who, I've said it a number of times, someone who can read me like a book.
Mm-hmm.
Someone whom I can read like a book.
Is there anybody who can read you like a book now?
No.
This
book needs, it's still in wraps, so no one has got a chance to...
But I bet that a lot of people probably try to rip open the wrap as well.
Well, as I don't see it happening in the near future, if you ask me.
Okay. They say behind every successful man is a woman. Who's the woman behind your success? That's Rose 82.
How many women do I name?
And I thought you said that if you're still in rap.
All I can say is that if I have to give credit to any particular woman, then I have to be my mother.
Achha. So how close are you, mother? Matlab ki koi kis tarah ka rishta aapka apni mom ke saath? Aapki mom ke saath rishta kaisa aapka? Matlab ki how is the relation?
Meri mom ke saath mein rishta bahut hi ajeeb aur gareeb hai because I think we are three brothers and I've been the luckiest one because I've got all kind of concessions from my mother as a son.
Achha.
I could extract the best out of her. I've seen the worst of her and I've seen the best of her.
Uh-huh.
She's been a friend with me right from my childhood. Yet, I mean, at the same time, she could not express it because I come from a kind of a conservative background, you know, with my father being in the army and total disciplined house kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm the only one who could take a lot of liberty with my mom, you know, and could tell her that, mom, okay, this is the girl I have a crush on, you know, when I was in, even when I was in college.
Achha.
And I could get away with it. With my brothers, actually, even they could not even remotely think about it.
I think that kind of a relation is fun, isn't it? Like that kind of relation with somebody we respect so much and you still have that kind of open relationship that you can talk about everything. That's a very fun kind of way, isn't it?
When I look back, I really enjoy and I really love the way I've been brought up by my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has not been very open with me, yet she has seen all of me.
Achha.
You know, she's been there and she's seen me and she's caught me when I picked up a cigarette butt and, you know, when I was a child and I was trying to smoke when I was in just, what, 9th standard or 8th standard and she bashed me up in front of she bashed me in front of all the neighbors and everyone. So I remember her seeing me that way also and I remember her seeing me taking the award from Rajiv Gandhi when I was in the 12th standard, you know, and she's seen me today taking the award, so...
Brilliant. Every mom has one dream, isn't it, that वो स्पेशल दिन की जिंदगी में वन यू हैव समबडी स्पेशल इन योर लाइफ तो अगला सवाल कुछ इस तरह का है राजीव कशिश द बेस्ट कहती हैं If Amna proposed to you and told you she loves you, would you accept the proposal? Okay. I'm going to say that to Amna as well, so let's see what you say.
I'll definitely go weak. She's such a beautiful girl.
She is, isn't it?
Yeah, she's such a beautiful girl. Obviously, if she comes and she stands up and she says, obviously, I'll go weak on my knees and bend and say that, please, let it be my privilege. Let me propose to you rather than you propose to me, and probably I'll take over the things.
Okay. I think, you know, we're going to be interviewing Amna as well, so I think I'll be the middleman between you two and get you on air.
Please don't play Cupid.
Okay. Agla Sawal Kuchu Hai Rajiv, what do you think is the most appealing, attractive quality you have? That's from Funnel 1.
I wish told about this attractive quality, because trust me, I've been trying to figure out what all of them like in me. I really wondered as to what is that special thing which everyone around me sees in me, and I don't. I don't want to know that quality. I don't know whether I have that quality or it's just an illusion for them.
Okay.
And if at all I possess that quality, then I don't want to be told about it, because I'm enjoying it. Without knowing about it.
Very good. We're almost coming to the end of the interview, and I would like to thank India Forums once again for bringing you with us, our radio partners, our Absunai Crazy FM live show with Waqas Mir every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Internationally, a lot of listeners are listening to you right this second, Rajiv, and we're interviewing Rajiv Khandelwal from CID, which you played just four episodes, right? But you know, you guys know you more as Sujal. So, agla question kuch yun hai, Rajiv. Which is the most cherished and memorable moment in your life? Koi aisa moment hai which, whenever I say something like that, that comes to your mind?
There's a lot of moments. Life, of course, is full of moments.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me, something that comes to my mind is when I lost all the money which I had made in Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And then that particular day when I was told that, okay, fine, whatever. You know, I'd shot a project for one of the channels and invested everything. I had to sell off my car, which I had in Delhi. And I was absolutely penniless.
Oh.
I didn't know what to do. I was scared to come to Bombay. And I was in Delhi penniless. I didn't know where to go. I couldn't go back to my house, and I didn't know what to do. So I made up my mind and I said, okay, if this is going to be the situation, then I might as well make one last effort and go to Bombay and see how life shapes up. I mean, you know, what life has in store for me. So that particular moment was a moment in the sense when I was told that my project is not being accepted by anyone in Bombay.
Right.
And I didn't know where to go in life. So that was why I say it's memorable, because you know, with all your failures, new doors are opened, and with all your failures, you trust me, if you have the strength, you come up and you come back with a vengeance.
बिल्कुल सही बात है.
So that was my biggest failure in terms of my professional life.
बिल्कुल सही. लेकिन अजीब ये होता है ना, if a person remembers their failures, I think they are also cherish every moment they have of success, isn't it? उनको पता होता है कि what they have gone through.
I remember most of my failures than of my successful moments, trust me.
बिल्कुल सही बात है. क्योंकि you have to be there to understand what you're talking about, isn't it? बिल्कुल सही बात. तो अभी ओके, द सेकंड लास्ट क्वेश्चन कुछ यूं है फ्रॉम बर्नाली. माय क्वेश्चन इज टू यू, इफ यू वर नॉट एन एक्टर, व्हाट वुड यू हैव चोजन एज योर ऑक्यूपेशन एंड व्हाई यू चोज एक्टिंग एज अ प्रोफेशन एज यू आर फ्रॉम एन आर्मी बैकग्राउंड?
मिसेस बर्नाली, I know her, I've said her name or something.
Okay.
If at all. Okay. So, Mrs. Banali, if at all you are Mrs. Banali, then I would have been an army officer, I'm sure.
Okay.
If I was not an actor, because my father was in the army, my brother had joined army, and I thought at one stage of my life, one point of time in my life, I had actually decided that I'll take a plunge and get into the army, because I realized that I'm good for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only stream I can join is the Indian Army, because I had all the attributes required from an army officer.
Uh-huh.
I had the personality.
Okay.
I had the likings, I had the taste, I had the style for an army officer, so I would have probably joined the Indian Army.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I choose I guess my profession is because right from my childhood I had only dreamt of becoming an actor. Trust me, this is the truth.
Oh.
I mean, I've appeared on a number of television channels from my childhood, programs which were never shown, which were never aired. I'd taken so many auditions. My father always wanted me to be an actor, although he never expressed it when I was in the college, because when I reached college, probably he said, he chickened out and he said, nothing doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not possible. So from my childhood, I've always dreamt of being an actor. And when I was done with my graduation, I realized, now where do I go? Either I take these competitive exams or I go to Bombay. I mean, I go towards my field of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time when I made up my mind that I should make one effort and fail, mm-hmm. rather than not making an effort at all. So I made that one effort, and I'm so glad that I made that one effort. And to all those listeners who are probably standing at that junction in their life when they have to make a decision, trust me, to all of you, all I want to say is that if ever you come across at any point of time in your life at a stage wherein you have two choices,
mm-hmm.
follow your heart, make an effort and do something which appeals to you, which is of your interest, and fail, so that all throughout your life you will never have the grudge that I never made an attempt. So just to make that attempt, I came to Delhi, and rest is history, as I said.
Zabardast, I'm glad that you made that choice as well. And now I also know that you are glad that you made that choice, because you're listening to so many people who are just so many diehard fans of not just your acting, but also as you as a human being, because they've probably seen a lot of your other interviews as well as this one today, which is a little bit more closer and personal, because they're listening to you a bit si vakna. Lekin akhri sawal puchunga hai, because a lot of people would like to get in touch with you. Is there any way they can contact you? Email address, website, anything?
Yeah, I have an email address, and it's Rajiv, RAJEEV _ 1610 at yahoo.co.in. I repeat, it's Rajiv, RAJEEV _ 1610, which is my date of birth, 16th October, 1610, at yahoo.co.in.
.in. Brilliant. And at the very end, I have this little poem thingy from Jenny, who I would like to read for you. Chota sa hai. And Jenny kehti hai ke, Rajiv, I love you so deeply. I love you so much. I love the sound of your voice and the way that we touch. I love your warm smile and your kind, thoughtful way, the joy that you bring to my life every day. I love you today, as I have from the start, and I'll love you forever with all of my heart. There we go.
Sweet.
It started with
I love you, Jenny, and I can spend on you every pin
well,
that I have, of course.
Well, there you go.
I love you. Thank you so much, Jenny, for making me feel so special. And if you're hearing me right now, all I can say is that
जबरदस्त उसके एंड पे बिल्कुल ना हमारा रक्षा जिनके लिए आपने शुरू में आई लव यू कहा था उनकी तरफ से काफी दूसरे लोगों की तरफ से उनके लिए एक किस्म का वोट आ रहा है कि कैन यू प्लीज से समथिंग टू रक्षा बिकॉज शी इज द बिगेस्ट फैन इन द वर्ल्ड ओके वंस अगेन
रक्षा अगर आपकी जिंदगी में कभी कुछ आपकी जिंदगी में कर सका आपकी जिंदगी में थोड़ा सा भी डिफरेंस ला सका एंड इफ आई कुड डू एनीथिंग फॉर यू एवर इन माई लाइफ I would consider myself as blessed. Thank you so much, Raksha, for liking me, for making me feel so special, for loving me. I know that you know me from my face, but I know you from your heart. So trust me, I'm on a better side, mm-hmm. and I can really feel your emotions. I love you, and I'm not just saying for the heck of it, Raksha, because I can understand your feelings and your sentiments. For a person who is sitting far off from you, if you could feel so much and express yourself in such a beautiful way, nothing can be more beautiful than this. I love you, Raksha, and thank you so much. And I wish I always live up to your expectations.
No, you definitely will, Rajiv, and I hope that's what she's saying as well. At the very end, I will just like a mini jingle, which we have on Craze FM from all our celebrities we've interviewed. And of course, it goes something like, my name is Rajiv Khandelwal, and you're listening to Craze FM Radio.
I'll do that, but before that, I want to thank everyone.
Yeah, iske baad mein hum karenge thanks sabka.
Okay,
take
it.
Yeah?
Okay.
One, two, and three.
Hi, this is Rajiv Khandelwal, and you're listening to Craze FM. I wish all the listeners a lot of happiness in their life.
Brilliant. That was great. And ab aap keh sakte hain kuch last message for all of your fans from all over the world, from India, Pakistan, USA, Canada, England, Germany, Finland, Sweden, everywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, now this is Rajiv Khandelwal, and whoever is listening to me, I want to say is that I am because of all of you, and I have been made to feel so special in the last 2 years. to that extent that people are envious of me. Trust me, I feel that I'm blessed, I'm fortunate, and I will put in my effort till my for as long as I can afford to. All my efforts to live up to all your expectations. Thank you for making me what I am, and I hope that I never disappoint all of you. I want to thank India Forums, especially for bringing me close to Craze FM and getting me on this half an hour conversation with all the people who, with whom I would have never gotten a chance to speak to ever in my life. And thank you, all of you. And since I don't believe in God, so I really cannot say may God bless, but all I can say is that may all the happiness in the world be yours, and I wish you all the best from the core of my heart.
Brilliant. Before you put the phone down, there's one last message I would like to slide in. There was another competition that was on IF, and it was from Jenny 1000. And they had a competition of the number one admirer, and she won the vote. I mean, the thing which she's written. And it goes something like this, Rajiv. More of his biggest critic in the world, not his fan. I don't look at only the positive aspects, but also the flaws and negative aspects of Rajiv. I accept him the way he is, and that's what makes me his fan. Not only one person is the number one fan, but all are. But what makes me one is that I look at Rajiv Khandelwal, the human being, not the actor. There we go.
There's that she not just touches my heart, she pierces right through my heart.
I understand that.
Thank you, Jenny, so much. I wish I could ever reciprocate, and I know that I will never be able to reciprocate your love, but I wish I could. If ever I get a chance, trust me, I will not run away.
Exactly. Well, at the very end, Rajiv, aapka bahut bahut shukriya. I have interviewed hundreds of celebrities, and I must say, this was one of my most favorite interviews, which could ever be, and the way you have answered all of them. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and inshallah, maybe we'll interview some other day as well, and get you on track maybe in the next couple of years, and see where you are then.
Yeah, for sure. It was my pleasure to Vikas, and trust me, even I've given thousands of interviews, I've never felt so personal.
Thanks a lot for that. And take care of yourself, Rajiv. Good night.
Yeah, all
right. Bye-bye.